Welcome to Owning Our Sensitivities podcast. I'm Bonnie Snyder, an intuitive professional life balance coach with a background in education and counseling. In all honesty, I'm a catalyst, providing a space, products, and services to nourish that spark within you. I partner with women, intuitive, empathic, creative, and highly sensitive women. Women who want to discover, really remember their personal magic, enabling us to be who we are without apology. Honoring our gifts and feeling empowered in our relationship with ourselves and others, and knowing with our gifts we are an integral part of creating the shift in the world we know that is possible.
Welcome. I'm so happy that you're here again listening, and I am delighted to have Kara Menz, an empowerment coach, with me today. She will ignite your spark and embrace your power with her epic approach, which we're going to talk about. So I'm delighted to have her talk about her epic journey as we move forward. So Kara, with over two decades of experience as a sales leader, and Kara has had dedicated her career to personal development and growth. Through this incredible journey, she discovered the transformative power of mindset and self-empowerment, not only for herself, but also for those that she's had the privilege to mentor and guide. To further enhance her ability to create a positive change, so important, isn't it, in these days? She's completed a rigorous six-month coaching course focused on transforming her relationship with alcohol. That is a journey in itself, and Kara will talk a little bit about that. As a certified coach through This Naked Mind, she embraced their powerful philosophy, one that offers a new and liberating solutions to her connection with alcohol. In 2021, she discovered she was a high sensory person, a trait that she hadn't previously recognized. This revelation prompted her to enroll in a course dedicated to understanding and harnessing the power of this trait. Through this training, she learned to embrace her unique gifts and how to utilize them to assist others who share this trait. Ultimate goal was to uncover individual strengths and methodologies as high sensory people, allowing us to facilitate transformation in our ideas, clients, as coaches. Whether you're seeking a healthier relationship with alcohol or yearning to unleash your full potential in other areas of your life, Kara is there to support you in every way with her epic approach. Her website is www.KaraMenz, and that's CaraMenz.com. So Kara, welcome. I'm so happy that you're here today. And it's so nice. I will tell my listeners, I do get to see Kara in some other groups. And what I love about Kara is she just is a spark of light. When you look at her, she immediately smiles, her eyes light up, and you can just feel the joy emanating from her. But she has been on an epic journey. So I'd love, Kara, for you to start and tell us a little bit about your journey, at least the beginning one.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Bonnie. This is a delight. I love that we've gotten to know each other more through our other program as well. So thank you. Oh, gosh. So we want to go back to the beginning.
Well, share some about it. Yeah.
Yeah. So with my two decades of direct sales, sales leadership, empowerment, like you said, it's when I dove into it, I really wanted to learn all I could about it and find the skills that were needed for it and mm-hmm. how I could help others while creating my own business with a product, but also helping others do the same. And I could see the joy that I got from seeing others succeed and some from others, from women who maybe never thought they could sell anything in their life to, you know, selling $1,000 in a month, and the joy that, or even $100. The point was that they did something they never thought they could do. And I really was able to share that sales doesn't have to be slimy. It doesn't have to be pushy. And I think that really, as I look back, as I still am in a sales team, I think that's what's kind of made it be successful is I've really embraced that part of it. That we don't have to be slimy salespeople, and that we are helping people, even if it is a product like jewelry or a nail product, you know, like we still are there to help others have a great life and with this product, but also by knowing us. Well, when you hire with direct sales, you don't just get a product, you get the person selling it.
Yes.
And that's what I think where my success with teaching others to do that came. And it's not about just the product, but how can we make this person feel better and, you know, become friends, really. I mean, that I became friends with people that hosted parties for me. I just saw a few of them actually last week, and I hadn't seen for like 10 years. Like I was in their living room with their friends. They trusted me to do that. And that goes a long ways with me. So I think throughout doing that and now wanting to lead that into more coaching with women in their real life on what they can do beyond just selling a product, but maybe their own course of developing a product or a business or even a new hobby, because I can see how, especially with empty nesters, like evolving into the new person that you want to be, that you know is there, but maybe mm-hmm. has been kind of shoved down a little bit because of certain things.
There are so many points there I just want to touch on. But the first is, and it probably a point for people to remember, because especially highly sensitive people don't want to be slimy. They don't want to be salesy. They want to have that genuine, and you underscored it, that connection. And that's what we're all yearning for. And that's why your women were successful, because you were such a good mentor and example of it's a relationship. And you're so good at that. And the next piece is, as a high sensitive person, we are of service. We do see that joy, and that's what lights us up. Although we do have to be careful at times, are we doing it to make us feel better? But what I heard from you was, and I experienced the same thing, it's the joy of seeing that other person be successful or bust that limiting belief and have the freedom to do something they haven't done. Or just like you're saying, somebody who wants to create a new hobby, or maybe they want to, you know, start their own business and do something. So coming from that place of connection, but that's the gift that we have as high sensory individuals. And some people are very good who are not highly sensitive, but I think that gives us a little bit of an edge. So I really want our listeners to understand that that's part of our superpowers. That's part of our gifts. You just underscored them so beautifully: service, joy, connection, and then that gift you have of knowing what they may or may not need, which is probably why you became a coach. So talk a little bit more about that.
Yes, yes. And it's, you know, being that I just discovered high sensory a couple years ago, it's really cool to full circle all of this and being like, to truly know that is me. And it's, I stand firm in it. And even though I've been told, you know, by women or other people in this industry, wearing your heart on your sleeve might not be that great of idea, Kara. And I remember that so, like, what, how can I stop doing that? If I have to stop doing that, I'm not going to do this anymore. And I really stood firm in that. And then I kind of enclosed my circle of people who I could trust a little bit more when that comment was made to me. I remember feeling very like I'm not going to change for you because of a certain thing. So anyway, I digress about that, but.
No, that's important, because yeah. How many of us have been told something similar, that we've thought there's something wrong with us? And you even said it, I can't stop. It's because that's who we are. We can't change that. Our brains are wired a certain way. Do we learn how to navigate it? But the other piece is, you said, wait a minute, I need to be in a place where people are going to support me. Now, we know we have to step out and have the courage to be in a place where somebody might think that. But until we can really embody that and own it, then we need to come back in again. So again, you have such amazing inner guidance.
Yeah, Yeah. And I look at that now and say, you know, that's why I enjoyed what I do. And I enjoy helping others do that, because we can have the both of best worlds and be successful.
Absolutely.
Do it our own ways, for sure. And I think the world needs to see that it doesn't have to be black and white. It can be in a soft, gentler way, but you still can be very successful doing it your own way. And I love that about what we're doing as well with the high sensory processing, is like, own it and share it, and don't be afraid to share it. Right, Bonnie? It's just like, you want more of us to be out there sharing their wisdom. So, but the EPIC approach is something I came up with, that I was trying to have a framework around what did I embody in my whole, not in whole life, but kind of, you know, like, how did I get to where I was? How did things blossom and become better? And what certain things made that happen? And for me, it was 4 years ago, I decided to change, about 4 years ago, in December it will be, that I needed to look at my relationship with alcohol and what I was using it for and what it was doing to my psyche, to my what I was wanting to create in myself. And it was truly numbing me down and not making, you know, making me avoid things that I should maybe be looking at. Stress, you know,
I get it.
What am I doing for stress? What am I doing when I get a little angry or whatever? It's like, okay, I am leaning on alcohol way too much. And when you are at that point where you're like, either it's a take it or leave it, and nothing terribly bad happened. I hope you don't need a rock bottom. I really, really do. I hope your listeners hear that genuinely from my heart, because you can change your relationship with alcohol. You do not have to be labeled an alcoholic, and you don't have to have a terribly bad thing happen to find the support you need. You know what I mean? Like, we see that happen with people, that they go to treatment, then they get the people that, oh, I'm so sorry. Let's change that and say, let's get that done beforehand, that you need that, and be okay with talking about this stuff. And if you're leaning on it too much, or leaning on shopping or social media or eating. Right. Yes. There are so many things that we just revert to when you're upset or stressed and you're leaning on something too much that's not healthy. That's your wake up call. To say, am I avoiding things? Am I avoiding this nervous feeling in me and just subduing it with certain things? Then you might need to just take a peek at it and say, okay, what other things can I do? So the EPIC approach that I use and I came up with is an acronym. E stands for eliminate. What are certain things that you need to eliminate in your life? It could be eliminate bad self-talk, shopping, eating, alcohol. It could be like you don't want to keep hitting the snooze button in the morning. You know, it could be certain things like that. Thoughts. The P stands for participate, which means you want to participate in your own life. Show up for yourself. As an empty nester, you look back and go, oh, I showed up for my kids whenever they needed me. Now it's time to show up for myself and show up and participate in other cool things that are happening around you that are healthy. Then the I is to integrate new healthy things. When you eliminate something that you've done and you've leaned on for a long time, you're going to need to fill that void with something healthy, with something that you love to do. And it takes time to figure that out. It really, really does, right? And then the C is to celebrate every little step you've taken. And this isn't linear. You don't have to do the E before the C. If you participate in something and you are like, wow, this is the first time I've gone to a women's event by myself and I'm a little nervous, but I'm going to do it. Celebrate that, you know? And if it's integrating a new healthy something in your diet, celebrate that. Every single day we need to celebrate the little moves that we're telling ourselves. I'm going to go move my body for 30 minutes today or 20 minutes. And if you do that, you celebrate that. I think we need to just start showing up for ourselves and celebrating that we are doing what we say we're gonna do to ourselves. for ourselves.
I agree. I think that's celebrate. And I'm glad you said that, because it wouldn't have occurred to me not to go linear. But if we think we're holistic, we're not really linear. We look at time that way. But I remember my mom used to say, just get up and have a happy dance. She was so happy. She was always about celebrating, and I'm not talking about alcohol or eating cake, just celebrating, dance, enjoy. Talk to a friend, sit outside. This is my celebration. Even just telling ourselves, listen, I did it. Like a party for one, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I love that. And then we're reprogramming the amygdala also. So you spoke about stress earlier. The amygdala is saying, oh, wow, protection. So that's why we're going, what do I need to do to soothe myself? Is it shopping? Is it social media? Is it alcohol? Is it whatever? So Amy, as we talk to the kids about that part of our brain that is there to protect us, goes, oh, okay. So I hit the danger and this is what they did. So now we're celebrating. Amy's going, all safe, all's good, everything's fine. The nervous system becomes calm again and is no longer dysregulated as it becomes with stress. And we know as being more sensitive and taking in so many things, it's easy to become dysregulated and go, okay, I need to be soothed. So mm-hmm. I love this, eliminate, okay. There's stress. What do I need to do to eliminate? Is it decrease something in my schedule because workaholism is one of those? Okay. Eliminate something out of your schedule. And since that was sort of my thing to do, and I'm still getting called on that sometimes. Bonnie, how much are you doing? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right. No wonder I'm like, and I don't enjoy that feeling anymore either.
No.
You know, that adrenaline.
You get to feel your feeling of when you are unregulated, right? You feel
it. Yes.
So that you're like, oh, this is what it feels like to be regulated. What did I just do? Oh, I went for a walk outside. I left the computer. I started looking outside, not direct. You know, like there's so many different things that I have incorporated and integrated into my, like Mel Robbins' 5-second rule. Like, if procrastination is your thing and you are like, I just need to get this stuff done, the Mel Robbins 5-second rule is you just count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go like a rocket. And that really is something I use to get out of bed, to make my bed, to get my walk in, to just anything you want to do. I mean, she's got a whole book on it.
Go ahead.
Nope, that's okay.
I love the idea. You just gave such a great tip. And I know this is how your clients do so well, to do these little things. And you're such a big one with changing the relationship doesn't mean stop, you know, go from this extreme to the other. Like my husband's like that. He years and years ago, he was a smoker. And one day he woke up and said, I'm going to stop smoking. Well, I could never do anything like that. But the idea of eliminate a little bit at a time, use something like that. Or for me, it's like, I'm going. So it's like, no, stop. And I count to five. And it's counterintuitive. My husband and I were talking about this morning. When you stop and are quiet, time expands. And it's not, there's no explanation for that. But all of a sudden you have more time. And it's so counterintuitive. We're so used in our society. Go, go, do. There's not enough time. So both those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5s are good little places for us to either make ourselves go, let's do it, get it done, or wait a minute, there's so much going on. What do I do next? I see my list, or I can feel that anxiety, that dysregulation in my body. I can feel a little anxiety because remember, again, we're taking so much in and we get lost in it. So I love how you're always saying coming back to ourselves again.
Mm-hmm. So key. Yes, Bonnie. It's like, and I really am trying to, you know, slowing down to speed up is my motto in a way, like for all this creativity that's kind of blossomed. When I changed my relationship with alcohol, you have a lot of time, but you also have this empowerment, like, wow, I said I was going to do that and I did it. But like you said, it's not a black or white with my clients. It's not this quit, be done, count your days, and your days mean nothing if it's been 200 days and you have, I call it a data point. If you drink again, we need to know why we're doing certain things, and life's going to throw stuff at us in the future that we haven't dealt with yet. And if your go-to was drinking and something very happened and you think of sipping on that again, it's okay, because the shame that is built on that, if you don't think it's okay, will make you spiral even further down. And there's many statistics on this. So I call them data points to just eliminate that shame of anybody can have a bad relationship with alcohol. Mm-hmm. And you don't need to be medically or a family history or anything. It's alcohol use disorder. There's no alcoholism. I just don't believe that that label needs to be there. It's held a lot of people back. Yeah. Because you don't call smokers smokeaholics. You don't call cocaine users cocaineaholics.
Right.
Or eataholics. Just that little term can make people feel separated. And it did for me. When I found a community of people thriving and being okay with, you know, like the whole aspect of changing your relationship with alcohol, it just made me go, wow, there are people out there that can do this and thrive, right? It's not sitting alone and being, woe is me. It's actually going out and saying, you know what? I do want a drink. I want Diet Coke, or I want a club soda with lime, and not being the Debbie Downer when you're out, but being, I can be a part of this culture because it surrounds us. Alcohol does, mm-hmm. but you can be a part of it and not take part of it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So I think just knowing that you don't have to be so hard on yourself about this
it's so true what you're saying. And I don't have that particular experience, that relationship to do either one or the other, although I've had some family members. But I know that when we're trying to change a relationship with anything, the point that you underscored so well is the shame when we don't achieve what we think we want to do. And one of the things I used to tell my, and I still tell my coaching clients, but in counseling, is like, once you become aware, like you talked about the awareness of why are we numbing ourselves out with whatever we're doing. And there's that day that you say, I want the drink, or I want to go scroll, or I want, then if the awareness that that's what's going on, then you can go, okay, I have a choice. Am I going to do it or not do it? And that seems to take away a lot of the shame. And many times you can walk away and sometimes you don't, but you've had that conscious awareness. So next time it'll be, no, I'm not doing it this time. You know, I'm not, and I'm not an alcohol expert, so I can't, you know, talk to that as well as you can. But for other things, you know, whether it's a behavior pattern, whether it's a food, you know, I found myself when I get stressed, I want to eat something sweet many times, or a carb. And then I'm like, wait a second. Sometimes I'll make that choice, but many times I'm like, no, that's not going to be good for you. You know, you have gluten sensitivities. No, don't do that. Go yeah. get some nuts, you know,
yeah.
but
yeah.
But I'm taking back control rather than my nervous system and the amygdala going, you're unsafe, you're unsafe, you're nervous.
Yep. Yep. And then integrating, like having a toolbox. I always tell people to have that toolbox of things to do besides.
Yes.
So that's really important to have right up front. Like, okay, if I feel this, what's the urge? What's the feel? Do I feel it in my chest and my stomach when I feel that coming? Or if I'm in that spot of the house, or if it's dinner time, like you have to kind of recreate new pathways in that brain of doing it a little different for a little bit. Yep. And going, oh, maybe I could just go outside and walk. Maybe I could do this breathing technique. Maybe I can do the 5-second rule, or, there's so many different tactics and tools you can do, but once you have that and you try it, usually it goes away and you can just move on and give yourself another celebratory that you achieved something without using your unhealthy tool. So yeah. So participating, you know, showing up for my own life, I really just didn't care about everybody else. I really honed in on myself. And I think we need to give ourselves permission to do that. And I told my husband and my kids, like, this is my go time. I'm going to do this, you know, and didn't need their cheering on all the time at all. I just needed to state it so that other people were aware of what I was doing, just my family. I didn't let everybody know, but my family for that point. So
I think those are really important points. Who do we share with and what do we need? Because in the bottom line, there are times we need some cheering and support. And other times, as you're saying, you just need to let them know for you to do there. And you felt their support. You didn't need to hear the outside stuff, but you knew they were there for you. And that's, I think, Kara, why you make such a good coach, because you've walked through this and you know from all different aspects. You know, You offer options for people, because some people would, I need you to say to me when I walk out the door, hey, that was great. You did that. Other people are like, no, I just need no cheering. Just let me be, because this is important for me to do.
Yeah. And finding those podcasts and those groups, and there's online things you can go to get that in a healthy way. And if you need to listen to a certain podcast or something to get that in your head instilled, I was walking around with earphones on all the time to just ingrain this stuff in me, you know, and that there goes the, that's how I integrated to the personal development. Mm-hmm. I've always been a personal development junkie, but I don't think there's anything wrong with that when you are using what you're doing and trying that. Mm-hmm. So the integrating is great. Like I said, there's lots of tools you can integrate. There's nature, there's exercise, there's breathing. And something I used was my infrared sauna and going outside in Minnesota in the winter. So the thermoculture is something I integrated.
Perfect.
So much so that I had to drive an hour and a half to go do it.
Oh,
so
wow.
I had a friend and a great entrepreneur business partner say, okay, let's bring this here. So we started a mobile sauna business.
But don't you see how when we're tapping back into what it is we need, doorways open, opportunities open, possibilities, because I think when we're not in the nervous, anxious, numbing stage, we don't hear those prompts. We don't connect with those people. What a beautiful example that came to you. Wow.
Yeah. So we want that for others, and we want others to feel the sense of community that you get when you are in a sauna without your phone, the people you can meet, you know, in our little community, instead of people having to drive so far to do things, we're bringing it here to our backyard. So that's been a lot of fun. And in a way, like bringing our friends to us and our like-minded people who are wanting health and wellness in a different way. It's been really fun. So again, like the power of creativity and being okay acting on it and not being, you know, if it works out, cool. If not, we have a sauna that we share, you know, not this big pressure, which again, slowing down to speed up is really, really important too. So that's a big part of the integration, which is awesome that I can share that story, that it actually is the truth, right?
And the detachment, if it works out, great. If it doesn't, so that there isn't a shame about it not working out, which we as being more sensitive turn back against ourselves. So just a perfect, perfect example, I think, of that connection we have to whatever it is that's guiding us, looking at community to me, which is so important, especially now, and providing something that's fun, but yet very healthy. And you have a partnership, not doing it alone. I just think it's magic when we're back inside our bodies again.
Yeah.
Using this epic approach.
Yes. Yes. And I want to share, I've had a client that I've been loving working with, and it's not, you know, eliminating any alcohol or anything like that, more so mindset and helping her embrace the I can attitude. And it's like, I have a weird sense of, if you share a few things that you love to do and that you're passionate about, for some reason, I see business. I see a business around somebody of a possibility. Like, have you ever thought of this? Or could we integrate that? And it's just like, I feel I can pull that out of people and give them possibilities. And
that's a gift.
Yeah.
That's a huge gift.
I know. It's been so fun. And I'm just like, well, let's have you thought of this and this. And she never thought of combining these certain things that we're talking about and how it could make her dream of sharing her story not so detailed and vulnerable, but in a really cool poetic way. And I just walked away. I'm like, oh my gosh, this dream could happen for her. And she's thrilled. I'm thrilled. And I'm just like, wow, if I could wake up every day and empower women to say what, or even traveling alone, right? Like so many women want to, and I've got tips and tools. I've done it.
Wow.
Even like that, like just literally, they don't have to be income producing. It can just be something that you want to say you did. I think I can guide you to the tools and the tactics and people to help you do that in a really simple way. And that little steps, right? It's that compound effect of doing something you say you're going to do and you do it, which leads to the next bigger thing and the next bigger
yes.
thing.
Yes. Yes. Oh, and I know that you are so much fun to work with. I just know. I'm sure the listeners can just hear the enthusiasm in your voice. And what a beautiful set of gifts you have. I mean, I didn't even know some of those things. What a delight. Well, where would you like to invite our listeners to and point them to as we close today?
Well, yeah, I would love to invite, you know, I do love working with women. I really love watching them reignite their spark, right? And embrace the power that they have within. And that's truly everybody has it within them. And there's, if it needs a little spark to get it going and to share that possibility, I do free enlightenment calls, I call them, just to share and enlighten them with what the possibilities could be after we chat and what things that we could go through on the Epic Approach. So I have a free call on my website that we can schedule a 30-minute quick call and see if we're a good fit and what ideas you have, because maybe you haven't shared those ideas with anybody because you're so scared and you're like, I don't know. I'm your girl. Like, I love hearing things like that and just saying, hey, let's see what can happen from this. And you just never, ever know. So
tell them where they can find you now.
Yep. Just my website is caramenz.com, caramenz.com. And there's a place to schedule a call on there. I also am on Instagram and Facebook. And I do have a podcast as well called Coffee with Cara. And I share my insight. I also interview people. And it's just been a great way for me to share, you know, after I have coaching clients, some cool things that have occurred that I can share with my listeners that they can maybe see hopeful in their lives.
Oh, I love that. When you were talking, what kept coming to me was you are this brilliant spark that sparks the light in other people, which is just an amazing, amazing gift, Cara. So thank you so much. I'm so happy that we got this time together. I know our listeners will be checking you out.
Thank you, Bonnie, so much. Take care.
Right.
Thank you for listening to Owning Our Sensitivity podcast. I hope they uplift and inspire you. And please feel free to share them with anyone you think would benefit from listening. Any links mentioned during the podcast will be in the show notes below. And please feel free to check out the virtual spa, a wonderful place to decrease overwhelm and stress and be nurtured and uplifted. If you are looking for community with other like-minded women, I invite you to look at our White Lioness Circles, a safe place for us to share, support, be recognized and honored. And I invite you to look at Owning Our Sensitivity and see what other products and services are available. And of course, I love to hear from you. Please feel free to email me.